Well, to tell you about my encounter, it goes back to the late 80s and early 90s when I started travelling the world. And I travelled solo and I travelled with a saxophone. I found that travelling solo, having a musical instrument with you, you can relax at any time. And it became a door for new encounters, just because I could stand on a street corner and blow my saxophone. And I continued to do that on various other travels, like in Germany when I would be busking in the street and a woman with a baby in a pram would come along and the baby would just be connected to the sound. The woman would stop her pram and the baby would just drink this sound in, and then the lady would go on down the street and I'd just follow them down the street. These encounters, the saxophone, gave me these really unusual happenings. Like, I was in Stuttgart and I was in a covered shopping mall right by a main street, and I heard these school kids coming down the shopping mall, and they were all walking in a line behind their teacher. And they had bags on and they were slapping their hands on the bags as they went past me. So I started copying their rhythm and I followed along and I walked along beside them. And the amazing thing was they changed their rhythm. It was just instant. It was just an amazing encounter. Also, I was busking in Edinburgh in the Royal Mile. And this was on Friday, about 6 o'clock. The Royal Mile is famous for buskers. And I'm playing away saxophone, and a woman came up to me and she said, "Oh, I hate saxophone music." And she'd obviously been drinking. So she wandered away, and then 10 minutes later she came back. She came up to me and she said, "Oh, I love saxophone music." And she grabbed me. She put her arms around me and wanted to get the sax away from me. So I was swinging her around. She was holding onto my neck and I had the saxophone, swinging her around, trying to get her off me. And her bag, the contents of the bag spilled on the Royal Mile. And there was her passport, her Scottish passport. And so she got off me to get this thing and I got away. So I'll tell you two amazing saxophone stories. I got off a bus in America in a place called Manchester, Connecticut. It was getting late and I didn't have any place to stay. So I asked around and they said there's a hotel down there. So it was the only hotel that had any room. So I knocked on the door and it was one of those doors that had a keyhole in it, just to get in the to the motel, and they had one room left. It was $100 American. This was back in the 90s, and it was a real seedy joint. I said to her, "Is there any place cheaper in this town?" And she said, "Yeah, there's the Night Shelter." So I said, "Where is it?" So she told me where it was, and I goes around to the Night Shelter, and I've got a backpack and my saxophone bag. It goes in, and there's a notice on the, as you go in, there's a notice that says, "No knives, no guns." So I'm waiting in a little queue to get to the woman on the desk. And she says, "What do you want?" I says, "I want a bed." She says, "Okay." The male dorm's there, and the female dormitory's there. So I went through and I parked my stuff on a bed. After sleeping the night, they told us that you go downstairs to get breakfast, which was yesterday's Dunkin' Donuts. I goes down there and here's these street people, the down and outs, and they were actually praying in front of their food for the day. And here I was from the West, you know. Thanks.